Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello. You are listening to Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. It is me, Daisy. Welcome. This is a podcast all about extraordinary people and extraordinary stories. Here we will shine the spotlight on their journeys and hopefully learn something about ourselves and the way that we live our lives from their experiences too. Join me as we get to know our guest. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Proverbs. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Daisy. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, no, it's such an honor. I wonder if we could go back, I guess, to the start, really the start of your life, and if you could explain to us what life was like for you growing up as a kid.
Well, I grew up in the United States, right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is a community that we were really involved in the steel industry, in the railroad industry here in Western Pennsylvania. I come from an Italian-American background. My family is all from the same village in Italy. And so food growing up in my family, in our community, which was basically a very Italian community as well, was always like the center of our life. I grew up as an athlete with family members who were athletes and played in the National Football League, the NFL, and were executives in the NFL. And so the opportunity in my hometown to grow up in to walk in our father's and our grandfather's or our uncle's footsteps and play football was always a very important thing for the boys my age when I was 12 years old growing up. As life would have it, at the age of 12 on Halloween Day, 1987, I was involved in a tragic fire in my family's garage where I was burned over 87% of my body. A dear friend of mine, someone who I love to this day, I was in that garage. He flipped a match without the intention to harm me in some way, but my clothes caught on fire and I was a ball of flames. I was burned from my ankles. My hair was on fire. My body was on fire. I was completely engulfed in flames. And I was trapped in my garage and I made it out. And my neighbors then basically told me to started screaming roll while I was a ball of flames. And the pain was enormous. I was screaming, but at the same time, at some point during this time when I was on fire, I also had a calm come over me where I was given a sense of peace and the pain was in a way taken away. You know, it's almost unexplainable. I don't know what presence was there, whether it was a presence of God or the Blessed Mother you know, what happens to you when you're involved in such a trauma, but there was a peace that came to me that took away that pain. And I rolled and my neighbors covered me with a army blanket. They doused the fire with the blanket and they were real heroes. And then I was laying on my back in my backyard on this late autumn day with a beautiful blue sky, and the fire was out and the pressure was out. And I can't say that I laid there in tremendous agony, even though I was burned so bad, but I was able to look in the air and see the birds flying and feel the cool wind on my face and felt a sense of peace. Even though I was so tragically injured, you know, a lot of people talk about miracles. As it would turn out, I was I was burned over 87% of my body. I was given my last rites three times. The medical staff said that I had a 0% chance to survive. I had 43 surgeries, 134 blood transfusions, and I survived. You know, there were some very dramatic moments in the hospital that we could discuss if you'd like. But, you know, I really feel the true miracle was the fact that I could sit here and have gone through all that trauma and have this beautiful life today, where I have two children who I love dearly. I've been married for 24 years to my beautiful wife, Katie. We own a business together, accounting business, and do some great work. And I was able to ultimately make it back on the football field after tremendous physical therapy and relive my dreams as a young athlete. So the miracle, I would say, is just being able to talk with you and the peace that I felt through all of that dark time and going through such a tragedy, and the way that I was blessed with the ability to keep a smile on my face and overcome adversity, even though it was so trying.
Well, I feel so blessed to be able to talk to you today, Anthony, and your story and your outlook on life is so inspirational. As a child at the start of life with an incredible football career on the horizon, how did you process what had happened to you?
Well, that's a good question, you know, and it's very difficult to understand. And for me to this day, the truth is that there was, as a 12-year-old boy, I was innocent and I had no idea about what the odds were or what the future would hold. I did have some really interesting things happen, though. Number one is I always wanted to get back on the football field. So no matter, I had this calling card, so to speak, or this mission that was a passion of mine that was beyond any obstacle that was in front of me. The idea of living a life after I was injured so bad and not being able to have a normal life where I would be with a normal child growing up in junior high and high school and being able to have or live my athletic dreams, the pain and the idea of not being able to become the person that I wanted to be was far greater than the blood that I shed, the surgeries that I had, the psychological trauma that I had to deal with, and the obstacle of losing my hand. All of these really physical limitations that I was presented with, they paled in comparison to the notion that I would have to live a life that was less than. And I was very fortunate that I had some amazing mentors, doctors, therapists, and family, and the blessing of God that on my life that allowed me to walk this walk and hopefully inspire others and give others hope that they can they too can achieve their goals and dreams if they continue to persist and never give up.
We've spoken to a number of people on this podcast in various episodes that have been through life-changing events such as yourself, and more often than not they also say that mental recovery and rehabilitation is so much tougher than the physical pain and the physical recovery. How do you start to rebuild your life and carve out a new future for yourself?
Well, this is a human experience, okay? And so we all are going through a human experience. And so what does that mean, okay? That it's a human experience? That it means that we all suffer, okay, in one way or another. And there was a book that I read when I was 17, written by Dr. M. Scott Peck. It was called The Road Less Traveled. My mother gave it to me and she read it, and it was just so beautiful. It said the first three words were life is difficult. And then the book goes on to express that It is in our acceptance of the notion that life is difficult that it becomes a little less difficult. And it is on our fighting against the difficulties of life and the why me's, or, you know, the questioning and that makes it more difficult. In terms of my psychological, being able to help deal with it, it's been a lifetime journey. And and I'm not here to say that that it's something that you ever entirely overcome. I mean, some of the trauma that I experienced was just was amazing and horrific. But there again, some of the blessings that I have been bestowed in the times of getting back on my feet and having this beautiful family have been the other side of the seesaw, which have been glorious and joyful and beautiful. And so accepting all of these different phases of your life as lessons and learning from God as your journey, that you have dealt with so much adversity and trauma, and then you have consolations and joy on the other side of it, has been a beautiful experience. And it has taught me more than I can express, because what I've learned is, no matter how dark today is and how devastated you may be, there's always a brighter day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And if I could have been burned and almost died and lost my hand and was scarred all over my body, and yet the best days of my life happened after that, mm-hmm. then how fortunate are we to have this life? And what devastation can you face that you cannot, you know, see a brighter day tomorrow? And that's mm-hmm. And that's really what helped me to get through all this adversity, understanding that.
Continuing the conversation on Proverbs after this short break.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know you've spoken about this before in your work, but what does a sense of community mean to you?
Well, I think that it's important that we realize that there's an old, I would say it's almost a proverb where it says it takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. And you know, coming through, growing up in an Italian community, in a tight-knit community before the internet, before there were cell phones, you know, we had to knock on each other's door, and if you wanted to call your friend, you had to talk to their parents first, and they asked you how your day went. And you had this extended reach to people. My friend's parents, in some respects, were also parents of mine, and mentors that were much older than me always helped me to understand that, you know, even though I only had one hand, I was no different than anyone else. And so the sense of community is this ability not only to receive that type of love and mentorship from the people that you're surrounded by, but also to give it back later in life, which is something that I've done in terms of coaching young kids and teaching them the power of perseverance through athletics, and that they can achieve even though the game it might be difficult at times. And, you know, life is not always a circle of winning. There's losses where you learn tremendous amounts as well. And having that sense of giving back and having received such awesome coaching and mentorship from people that raised me, the community that raised me, and having an opportunity to give that back, I think really is what defines community to me.
I'd love to speak a little bit about your career too, because you've had an amazing career. What has been a personal peak or highlight for you that you look back on?
Well, there's been several. You know, in the truth of the matter is, there's lots of people who have made more money than me, or, you know, you might deem more successful. But, you know, the thing about it is, I was faced with such dire odds of even surviving. And yet to have a business, which my wife and I work together, and we operate a CPA firm and do a little bit of investment advisory work. And we've been really serial entrepreneurs, where we've invested in homes and flipped homes. And yeah, we started athletic clubs, like a semi-pro football team here up in Western Pennsylvania. We've had some serious successes, okay, that has marked our career. But more than anything else, I would say I'm a licensed sports agent now, but I don't find much joy, to be truthful, in attaining a title or accomplishing a specific deed. I find more joy in helping other people solve their problems. And the beauty of the peak of my career has been people finding me who were either having in a bad place in terms of their tax situation, their business, their even sometimes going through a divorce and a marital situation, where we have to help them plan for their finances, and really working with that person to overcome the obstacles that they're faced with, and helping them to get out the other side and their tax situation solved or on their feet, and living that life that they had hoped for. And so there's been some really special moments in my career where I've been able to help people who were down get back on their feet. And that's and I find more reward there than just about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel so thankful and so lucky that I have the opportunity to speak to you today as well, because I know tomorrow you have your memoir, Against All Odds, which is coming out. What can we expect from this, Anthony?
You know, I honestly believe, Daisy, that it is inspired writing. I started writing this book, Against All Odds, a story of faith, courage, and never giving up, when the pandemic hit in April or March or April of 2020. You know, I saw the world. I was now, we had to be at home, and I saw that the world was sick, and it just reminded me how all the fear that was out there of what was going to happen tomorrow. It reminded me of the time when I was burned, and I was, mm-hmm. and my life was said that I would never survive. And I knew that if I could just write this journey of mine from the moments in the that having to see my parents' face when they saw me burn so terribly, and the way that they came to love me, despite the fact that they were going through what some would consider a bitter divorce at the time, and they rallied around me and gave me love and hope. And in that journey of being so close to death, but always having a glimmer of hope, and the times where, you know, where science said that I couldn't survive, but faith, you know, really was all we had to hang on to. But then they made experimental procedures in that burn unit that really was the intersection of where science and faith met, and some miraculous things happened to save my life. And to talk about that journey and all of the pain in such detail, and then also getting back on my feet and what it was like to get back in the society as now this burned person who is now went from this athletic life and being totally healthy to having to look at myself for the first time and figure out how to love myself again, despite being covered in scars and having these limitations. So to walk through that journey and then ultimately getting back on my feet and rehabilitating my body and being able to rise up and play and star as a football player for my Newcastle High School football team And to the reader will get a chance to walk that journey with me in a way that I don't think another story has ever been told. And so it's very inspiring and beautiful, but it also conveys a message to the reader that no matter if you've gone through a bad breakup or had a bout of drug and alcohol addiction or suffered a terrible accident in your life or are just challenged in your business, that if you read this story, I think you'll find that no matter how bad the odds are against you, you can succeed if you never give up against all odds.
I am so looking forward to reading this. Anthony, at the end of each episode of Proverbs, I like to ask people what their proverb is. What is something that gets you up every morning? What do you deem as the meaning of life?
Well, what I deem as the meaning of life is, I mean, there's so much. There's, I will say three different things here. Number one, I love the fact that God wakes me up every single morning, 36 years after they called and said that I would never survive another day. And so I wake up thankful every morning that he just woke me up and gave me this opportunity. And I try to say some prayers and connect with God each morning because I know if he leads me, that's going to put me in a better place than I could ever place myself. And I know also that you can't be lazy in this world. You have to get up and you have to put your feet on the ground and you have to go after the mission that God has intended for you. And whether you believe in God or not, it's the mission that your heart calls out for you to do. Whether that is going to work and serving in your capacity every day or loving your children the best that you can or serving in the military or serving the community at large, you have to follow the calling of your heart. And finally, you could never be all that you're intended to be in life unless you're giving a big part of yourself back to other people who cannot afford or do not have the ability to pay you. And see, I think that giving my life to my children, my son and my daughter, and the kids in my community who I help to coach is more rewarding and provides me with a better mental mindset and more blessings and grace than anything that I can do professionally. So when you're down and you're out, just wake up every day, thank God, follow your heart, and give your best to your neighbors. And I believe that that will bring you to a place of peace and happiness.
Oh, Anthony, you really are such a great guy. Truly, it's been such an honor to have you on this week's episode. And I appreciate you sharing your story. Your work is, in my opinion, that of an inspiration. And I love your outlook on the hardships that life can throw all of us. It's something that we can all adopt and we can all learn from. And I'm really excited to read this memoir, which is out tomorrow. And we will have a little link in the bio of this week's episode for you to go and check out too. Thank you so much, Anthony, for being here.
Daisy, thank you so much. It's a real honor for me to be here. God bless you, all of your listeners. And I cannot express the amount of gratitude I have for you having me on the show. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. That is me. I hope you enjoyed it. Hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And I will see you soon.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.